Ventilation basics and why tight houses need it. Why modern airtight homes need a mechanical ventilation. The difference between exhaust only, supply, and balanced ERV/HRV strategies, and the airflow rates that keep indoor air healthy. From a launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Old houses leaked like a screen door. Air sneaked in around windows, outlets, and the rim joist, so the house breathed whether you wanted it to or not. Wasteful. But it diluted indoor pollutants by accident. Modern construction is sealed tight for energy efficiency, which is great for the power bill but means the building no longer breathes on its own. Without a deliberate way to bring in outdoor air, indoor contaminants, CO2 from people, moisture from cooking and showers, VOCs from furniture and finishes, odors, just build up. Ventilation is the intentional, controlled exchange of stale indoor air for fresh outdoor air. In a tight house, it's not optional. It's the only thing standing between the occupants and a stuffy, high CO2, high humidity box. How it works. There are three basic strategies, and the difference is which direction you push air. Exhaust only, a fan off and a quiet, continuous bath fan pulls stale air out. The house goes slightly negative, so fresh air leaks in through whatever small gaps remain. Cheap and simple, but in a really tight house there aren't enough gaps to make up the air, and negative pressure can backdraft combustion appliances or pull in radon/soil gas. Supply only. A fan pushes filtered outdoor air in, pressurizing the house slightly so stale air leaks out. You get to filter and somewhat control the incoming air, and positive pressure keeps soil gas out, but you're dumping unconditioned outdoor air inside, which adds heating/cooling and humidity load. Balanced. Equal amounts pushed in and pulled out, so the house stays neutral pressure. The premium version uses an ERV or HRV, a box with two air streams, incoming fresh, outgoing stale, passing through a core that transfers heat HRV or heat and moisture ERV between them. You recover most of the energy you'd otherwise throw away with the exhaust air. HRV vs ERV, an HRV transfers only heat, good for cold, dry climates where you want to keep the moisture out of the recovered stream. An ERV transfers heat and moisture, good for humid climates, keeps humid outdoor air from dumping its moisture inside in summer, and for very cold climates where you want to retain some indoor humidity in winter. Climate picks the box. In the field, when you're specking or troubleshooting ventilation, find out how tight the house is. A blower door number ACH50 tells you whether the house can rely on infiltration at all. Tight homes low ACH50 need mechanical ventilation. Period. Size the ventilation rate to the home's floor area and occupancy using the residential ventilation standards method. Bigger/more occupied homes need more airflow. Pick a strategy that fits the climate and the combustion situation. If there are atmospheric naturally drafted gas appliances, avoid strong negative pressure. Exhaust only can backdraft them and spill CO. Balanced or supply is safer there. Commission the airflow. Measure actual CFM at the ERV/HRV ports or exhaust grills. Don't assume the rating. Balance the two streams on an ERV/HRV so it's actually neutral. Check the ERV/HRV core and filters. A plugged core or filter kills the airflow and the recovery. These need maintenance like anything else. Mind the controls. Continuous low-speed ventilation usually beats big intermittent blasts for steady IAQ. Many systems boost during cooking/showering. Normal values and targets. Whole house ventilation rate residential standard concept. Roughly 0.03 CFM per square foot of floor area, plus 7.5 CFM per occupant. Occupant count often estimated as bedrooms, plus 1. That's the ballpark continuous fresh air rate a tight house targets. Air changes per hour ACH. Healthy whole house ventilation often lands around 0.3 ACH of outdoor air as a rough target for general IAQ. Distinct from ACH50, the blower door leakage metric measured at 50 PA CO2 as a proxy. Indoor CO2 staying under about 1000 to 1100 ppm generally indicates adequate fresh air for occupancy. Persistently higher means underventilated. ERV/HRV recovery. Good cores recover roughly 60 to 85% of the energy sensible and latent for ERVs that would otherwise leave with the exhaust. Bot ventilation. Kitchens and baths still need their own local exhaust bath fans, commonly 50 to 80 plus CFM. Range hoods 100 plus CFM vented to the outdoors, not into an attic. Common faults and what they mean. Stuffy, high humidity, or odor heavy tight house. Underventilated. Either no mechanical ventilation or it's undersized/not running. Backdrafting/CO spillage at a water heater or furnace. exhaust-only ventilation or big exhaust fans pulling the house too negative around atmospheric combustion appliances. Dangerous, rebalance toward neutral/positive, high winter energy bills from ventilation, supply or exhaust-only dumping/pulling unconditioned air with no recovery. An ERV/HRV would recapture most of it. ERV/HRV not working. Plugged filter or core, frosted core cold climate HRVs need a defrost strategy, or unbalanced/disconnected ducting. Mold or window sweat despite ventilation. Wrong device for the climate HRV where an ERV belonged, or vice versa, or moisture sources overwhelming the rate. Tech tips and gotchas. Tighter the house, more critical the mechanical ventilation. You can't lean on the house leaks enough in modern construction. Measure it. Don't create negative pressure around atmospheric combustion. Exhaust only plus a naturally drafted furnace/water heater is a CO risk. Balanced ventilation sidesteps it. Vent bath/kitchen exhaust to the outside. Dumping moist air into an attic grows mold and rots sheathing. A classic callback. Climate decides HRV vs ERV. Humid summers to ERV. Cold, dry to HRV with defrost. Mixed to usually ERV. Commission the actual airflow. A balanced unit that isn't balanced or runs at half its rated CFM through a dirty filter isn't doing the job. MIR. Filter the incoming fresh air. Outdoor air carries pollen and particulate. A filter on the supply/ERV the intake protects IAQ and the core. Safety/code notes. Residential whole house and local ventilation rates follow ASHRAE 62.2 referenced by the IRC/the mechanical code. Size to its method. Combustion safety. Avoid depressurizing spaces with atmospheric combustion appliances. Relates to combustion air and venting provisions in the fuel gas code/the mechanical code. Worst case depressurization testing is the check. Exhaust terminations and clearances to openings/intakes follow the mechanical code provisions. Never terminate exhaust into attics, crawl spaces, or soffits.